Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. There's something about bluebirds. I've learned that sighting an eastern bluebird on a bird-watching field trip stops everything. Part of their appeal is that bluebirds are not in a hurry. They allow lingering looks and close approach. Also, the bluebird family bond is strong. See one, and you know there's a mate, and perhaps young, close by. In late summer, if a pair has successfully raised two broods, a large family grouping forages together. A family sighting really halts a field trip. Perhaps another reason we're drawn to bluebirds is that we humans help them recover from a population crash attributed to several causes. Loss of natural tree cavities to nest in, competition with introduced species like starlings and house sparrows, and loss of open field habitat through development. Almost 40 years ago, the alarm was sounded. The bad news? All three North American bluebird species had declined precipitously. The good news? These cavity nesters accepted man-made nesting boxes. So scouts, school groups, and Audubon societies built and placed nest boxes in fields around the country, and bluebird populations responded. The appeal of bluebirds goes way back in time. In one Native American legend, the gods grew to favor a bird, pleasingly gentle in spirit, but drab in color. One day, they invited the bird to bathe in their sacred lake. The bird emerged, transformed, its feathers as blue as the sacred lake itself. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. Hey, it's consciousness, yeah.